A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at EPLRoundtable@gmail.com. All right, we are back this time with a Wolves season review, joined by Thomas Boff, who you can find on Twitter at Thomas Boff, and he's also the editor of WolvesBlog.com, so be sure to check that out over there. Thomas, glad to have you joining us today. It was fairly and arguably the best season we've seen from a promoted side in recent memory. So I have to imagine you have a lot of fond memories of this debut season.
Oh, yeah. Like, way too many to go through in one little segment. You know, every other game almost seemed to throw something up. But, you know, the ones that really stuck out in my mind when I'm thinking back over the season were: we beat Leicester 4-3 in what was voted one of the best games of the Premier League season. So that was, you know, 93rd minute winner. Fantastic against a team who are our rival in that middle part of the table, which I suppose a lot of people might not expect me to immediately pick, because, you know, in amongst that, we also beat all the top four. Well, with the exception of Liverpool, we beat most of the big six teams. We obviously eliminated Liverpool from the FA Cup, knocked Man United out in the quarterfinal of the FA Cup, you know, beat Tottenham at Wembley. That was a massive one. We beat Chelsea at Molineux at a time in the season when we were struggling and we needed to change. So there's just a catalogue of amazing things happening all season. So it's just, all in all, fantastic.
Yeah, definitely an impressive one. Also, I'm sure you've seen this, but you beat all four European finalists.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw, quite funnily, that said that made us the best team in the world. But then someone also put a tweet out that said, because Huddersfield did the double over us, that means that Huddersfield are the greatest team in Europe by the extended logic. So, yeah. So we're
pretty shocking news to break here, that Huddersfield are the best team in Europe.
Exactly, Huddersfield, the best team in Europe, yeah. So it's Huddersfield and then Wolves and then the four European finalists. So yeah, there you go. That's the new world order.
Well, it's very unfortunate news for a lot of people. We'll just keep moving. If you had to give this season a letter grade, it's hard to imagine anything other than an A, but what would you give it?
Yeah, I'm going to say A-. And the only minus is because of that FA Cup semi-final defeat and the nature of that defeat, because we were 2-0 up with 10 minutes to go. I mean, getting to a cup final, that would have been incredible. And I think, you know, even if you lose to Man City in that final, the fact that we got there would have been, you know, tremendous. But it was such a gut punch, that semi-final defeat. I've never felt as bad, I think, at a football match in my entire life. So I can't say, a season of perfection, just because I just remember, I'll always look back on the season, however good it was, and the results were brilliant, the team was excellent, and everything went brilliantly. In the Premier League, it's definitely an A, it's probably an A+, but, you know, factoring in the disappointment and how annoying it was to lose that semi-final to Watford, I'm going to be very harsh and I'm going to say A-.
Yeah, and if you had won that, then it would be in your own hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously now we're relying on Man City beating Watford to get us into the Europa League. But I think such is the development of this Wolves team and the club that we're already kind of aiming bigger than that. And I know that's kind of it's almost outrageous to think it, you know, this newly promoted club. But we've got such ambitious owners and we seem to have everything, the structure in place to really push on and try and do something. So I don't think we will be pushing the top six next season, but I think we certainly want to be seeing this team progress. And when you finish seventh, obviously the logical next step is to try and get closer to six. So I think we ended up 9 points behind Man United. So hopefully maybe we can do something next year. Who knows? But so the Europa League in that context could be a bit of a spanner in the work. So it'd be great if we got into Europe, but if Watford beat Man City and it's them who take that final spot, then I don't think we'd begrudge them that. And that's a challenge we won't have to navigate.
Yeah. We usually discuss high and low points of the season, but I feel like you mentioned the highs in the season review and then the lows with your letter grade, probably being that loss in the FA Cup, so with that kind of already addressed. Curious as to what you think was Wolves' goal of the season. I know Neves had some crackers from outside the box, Jimenez with some tidy footwork, Jota towards the end of the season as well. What do you think takes the cake?
Well, I think what won the official competition for the club was a goal that Diogo Jota scored against Cardiff. And that was like a sequence of like 20-odd passes and it ended with some really neat interplay between Jimenez and Jota and Gibbs-White. And we just, you know, tore through Cardiff. And that's something we hadn't done all season, particularly against the bottom teams. When teams came to defend, we just struggled to break them down. So that, I think that was just a really satisfying team goal. I think that was what won, and I would probably go with that because I think it mirrors the fact that Wolves are very much a team, got some good individual players, but it's about the unit and collectively how strong they've been this season. I'm thinking of other contenders in my head. I mean, Neves put a good free kick in against Arsenal. Who else? Moutinho scored a nice one at Old Trafford that was slightly behind him and he planted it in the top corner. But yeah, I think I'm gonna go with the popular vote and stick with that Jota goal against Cardiff. Not the most glamorous game, obviously, but a great goal. And I was sat right behind it, so I saw it all the beautiful link-up play. And yeah, definitely going with that, I think.
Yeah, and like we said, it's difficult to pick in the good way.
there
were a lot of candidates for it from you this season. There were some people that had complaints about how the team was constructed. We won't really get into that, but when a team like yours has so many talented players, usually, especially come the summer, people start talking about which one of those players could be picked off. But I haven't really heard much about that from you. While you're already hearing it about Zaha potentially leaving Crystal Palace, some players potentially already leaving Everton. How confident are you that the Wolves players are A, believing in what Nuno's doing at the squad, and B, would reject advances from elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult to know without being in that camp. My interpretation and all the language that comes out of the club and the players on social media, it's all this one-pack mentality that Nuno's very big on. You know, we're Wolves, we're a Wolf pack, players, fans. And the players, you know, all the big players particularly, all buy into that narrative. And they all seem, you know, very much woven into the fabric of the club. I think the two players I would probably identify as being most likely to be picked off are obviously Ruben Neves and Jota. Those are the two. But I mean, I think I saw a post from Jota on Instagram. He's like, you know, we're going to attack next season. Can't wait to get going. And, you know, you don't know how much to buy into these kind of statements, but they seem so, you know, to answer the first part of your question, I think as it is, they'd be happy to stay and play for Wolves. But as you know, if someone comes in, you know, one of Liverpool or Tottenham, you know, Arsenal, Man United, I don't know, all these teams. And, you know, you can't discount foreign teams, you know, Italian and Spanish teams who might be interested in these players. You know, if a big money bid comes in, I've no idea whether they, you know, would. I don't think they'd be the type of players you'd really want to force through a move. But, you know, big money. Money does talk. So, but in the here and now, I'm confident that we will retain this nucleus of players. So I certainly hope that's the case.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, it would honestly kind of be a shame for them to be broken up at this stage with so much potential still yet ahead of them. You mentioned trying to catch up United in sixth. If you were to do that, do you think the natural progression of these players that are already at your club would be enough to get there? Or do you think there are some holes that would need to be filled in the summer?
I think they need to improve the squad and possibly the team. I saw a statistic somewhere that said if you took out games against the bottom four or five teams in the league, Wolves would have finished fourth, maybe third or fourth, I think. So when you think actually the challenge is to beat not very good teams, it doesn't seem as daunting a task to sort of gate crash that, that certainly the top six. I mean, you know, I think I said on a previous podcast as well that I just don't feel that those teams who were below Liverpool and Man City, any of those teams are in a particularly great moment. I mean, I know Tottenham are in the Champions League final and Chelsea and Arsenal are in the Europa League, but I think Tottenham have had a long, difficult season. So, but I'd probably take them out of that clutch of teams. They're kind of sitting in a position in between Liverpool, Man City and the other teams. But certainly Arsenal, Chelsea and Man United, they've got a big summer ahead of them. And if their recruitment's not right over the summer and Wolves improve again, then I think that there's every chance that gap will be smaller and that potentially we could finish above one of those teams. I don't think that's completely outrageous to believe based on what we've seen. But equally, those teams could come back stronger. But I think this team can get better. And I think over the second half of the season that's just finished, we've already seen that they've got better. And I think our points return has been better since Christmas. So if we extrapolate what we did over the second half of this season over a full season next year, then we'll be very close.
Yeah, fair enough. Are there any players at the squad that you feel haven't made the grade? I know as a neutral, I was somehow surprised that Adama Traore continued to be exactly what he is instead of developing into anything more.
Yeah, I thought Nuno might do something with him. He did play him because he started every time he came on. We were playing with three up front at the start of the season. He was sort of playing wide of that front three and he was an impact player and he was doing some bits, but he couldn't really find the end product. And then he's very much, since we went to two up front, he sort of drifted in and out, had less opportunities probably. But then Nuno has used him. When we played some of these bottom teams, and we tried to unlock teams like Cardiff and Burnley, we've played him at right wing back. And he's done quite well in those games. So I think his long-term future, if he stays at Wolves, will be in that kind of wing back position. I suppose when you consider we paid £18 million for him and he was our record signing at that time, I probably had hoped for a slightly better return. But I think he'll probably be there next season. But I think Helder Costa is probably the one that sticks out to me as not having really made the grade. He was in the team at the start of the season and his form was quite good without really contributing meaningful goals and assists. But he's just deteriorated as the season's gone on. I think he's a confidence player, but I think he may be one over the summer that potentially moves on because he's increasingly not been. He's always been on the bench, but Nuno hasn't been bringing him on. He didn't come on in the cup semi-final against Watford when we needed something, so I think that kind of says a lot. So he'd probably be the one that I think in a small squad will probably be moved on to make way for maybe two or three more that will come in.
Yeah, definitely worth watching there. Also, are there any younger players that might break through the squad soon? I know you mentioned Morgan Gibbs-White earlier there, and I know I've asked you about him on the show before, but is there anybody else kind of in the youth ranks that could break through and kind of supplement the squad that way?
I think the one lad who's been on the bench quite a bit is a player called Max Kilman. I think it's his name, Max Kilman. I can't remember his first name, but his last name's definitely Kilman. And he came on for like 10 seconds against Brighton, I think it was, or Fulham. But he's constantly been involved. And the fact that he's been involved in the squad so much tells me that Nuno probably rates him. And he's got a really interesting background because he was picked up because he was part of the England futsal team. So that sort of small-sided game. And he was picked up by a non-league side originally, and then Wolves really liked what they saw. So he's had kind of a meteoric rise through futsal to lower league to Wolves under 23 development team to training with the first team to being on the bench and actually getting an appearance. So it wouldn't surprise me to see him potentially come on. I'm not actually sure where he plays. I think I've got it in my head that he's a defender, but like a ball playing defender. But so that might be a name to look out for next season. But we've got a very successful academy. There were various players coming through, but it's so hard when the team's doing so well to think, that there'll be a pathway for them. But I would expect maybe Gibbs White and Kilman to be the two that are involved at the start of next season, and maybe one or two more as the season goes on.
Mm. Kilman is listed as a centre back, so yeah. You nailed it there.
Well, he only got, like I say, he got 10 seconds. He got given a token appearance. He literally ran on the field and then the ref blew the full-time whistle. So it was that's all I've got to go off, really. So,
that's funny. And also, yeah, his first name is Maximilian, so I can see why knowing his first name could be difficult, because he could go by Max or Maxi or his whole name.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Yeah, yeah, Maximilian Kilman. Yeah, that's pretty good. He probably should have done a band instead, but that's fine. we'll wrap up asking you about what your personal expectations are and perhaps any predictions for what we might see from Wolves in the 2019-20 season.
I think my expectation is for what's got us to where we are now over the last 2 years to continue. So that's stability, a very lean, united together squad, a clear idea and identity about how we want to play, clever recruitment, carefully selecting players with the right mentality and the right skill set to supplement what we have and improve the squad and the team. Just the same again, because there's no reason to think that this structure we've got in place is going to fail us. As I said, it's difficult because I may have made myself sound in this segment that I'm kind of really bombastic about our prospects, but I normally like to play things down. I didn't think we'd finish seventh this season, so I've been pleasantly surprised. But obviously, when you finish seventh, like I say, you're looking at progress. I'd like to see us get at least close to the points tally we've achieved this season and possibly try and beat that, because that's what I think every team should be trying to do as a minimum, beat what they did the previous year. So that's my aspiration, get to 55, 60 points. And if they can do that, then I think we'll have had a good season, and I would back this team and this squad to achieve that.
Yeah, of course, the second year slump is a very common thing in this league and in sports in general. What do you think the fan base's reaction would be if there are some struggles out of the gate next season and it's more of like a top 10 than pushing for a top 6? Is that something that's just like it comes with the experience, or would that be looked at as a failure, do you think, internally?
I think it's to be, because the difference between top 10 is, you've got teams like Leicester, Everton, West Ham, and I think all of those teams, if you ask their fans, they would probably say they felt they underperformed for long periods of this season, yet they weren't that far behind us. So it's not a massive stretch to think, while we're trying to look up and get better, that those teams could accelerate past us. So I don't think if we're in the top half, then I don't think there's going to be alarm bells, to be honest. As I say, it would be really nice to close the gap on the top six, but that's what all those other teams will be trying to do as well. But I think if we're, the only time when the alarm bells would be ringing is if we're really, we're talking bottom six, kind of, in that relegation conversation, because obviously that would suggest a deterioration. But personally, I don't see it. And although I think second season slump, I do subscribe to the fact that that happens and you've seen it so often. But I think a lot of newly promoted teams do well because they've got the momentum and sort of players perform beyond expectations. But actually, my view of this Wolves squad is I think the technical quality is there, that we should expect that level of performance, because they're international players, A lot of them are played at a very high level, Champions League, a lot of them. So it's not unexpected. But I think if we, you know, the only meltdown will be if we're in the bottom six, but I just don't see that being the case.
Yeah, it does seem unlikely. But yeah, maybe a few more struggles just because the season went so well. Or maybe conversely, you just start beating the teams you're supposed to and maybe stop always beating the teams you're not supposed to.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do what we did against the top six again. So we'll have to compensate for those results with, like as you say, beating the bottom teams. So hopefully it balances
out. Well, luckily
that.
For you, Huddersfield no longer in the Premier League.
Exactly, yeah. And I can already see that, you know, it'll be Derby or Villa or someone like that who trip us up again, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, good luck against them next season. We'll wrap up there. If you'd like to tell the folks where they can reach you over the summer, now would be a great time.
Yeah, best place is to get on over to wolvesblog.com. There'll be some articles going up over the summer at a more relaxed pace, looking at you know, the season that's finished and what we've got going on ahead. It's always great to have the views of opposition fans, particularly on Wolves, obviously. And you can also get me on Twitter. The Wolves blog account is just @WolvesBlog, and we're on facebook.com/WolvesBlog as well. Thanks for having me on, Kev.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for coming on. Congratulations on what was a fantastic season, and best of luck trying to do it again next year.
Thank you. Cheers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.